Wednesdays are all about personal finance here at Abnormal Returns. You can check out last week's links, including a look at how to build a retirement manifesto. Quote of the day: I believe that we should work hard without turning every outcome into a personal crisis. Darius Faro. Podcasts: Todd Wenning talks with Ben Carlson, author of Risk and Reward, flyoverstocks.com. Erica Wenger talks with Jack Rains, author of Young Money, youtube.com. Peter Lazaroff on how financial decisions change over time and wealth levels, peterlazaroff.com. David Booth. Barry Ritholtz talks with David Booth, founder and chairman at Dimensional Fund Advisors, DFA, and author of the new book, Stay Calm, ritholtz.com. Peter Lazaroff talks with David Booth, author of Stay Calm, Learn to Embrace Uncertainty in Investing and Life, peterlazaroff.com. Ben Johnson and Amy Arnott talk with David Booth, author of Stay Calm, morningstar.com. Family. Getting college paid for is a big leg up in life, famag.com. Why are parents afraid money will ruin their kids? Jordan Grumet, substack.com. On the difference between a trust fund baby and a Nepo baby, Your Brain on Money, substack.com. Retirement. On the challenges of DIYing your retirement, morningstar.com. A look at the six stages of retirement, whitecoatinvestor.com. How time horizon affects safe withdrawal rates, morningstar.com. 10 truths about decumulation, including the fear wears off, Jordan Grumet, substack.com. Personal finance. 10 things you need to know about the stock market, olthofcommonsense.com. These three personal finance mistakes are not a big deal, morningstar.com. Know what game you're playing, dariusforo.com. AI is supercharging financial fraud, barons.com. Why Dolly Parton never became a billionaire, she kept donating money, observer.com. In the age of AI, hard work is still the only way, olthofcommonsense.com. The U.S. has a housing mismatch, greythousingreversal, substack.com. Not everything has to be big, ryanholiday.net.